think about what we're celebrating today, I've got a quick quiz for you. I'm going to read out one half of a pair, and I would like you to shout out the other half. So if you've got that, I'll read out one half of the pair, and you'll shout out the other half. So, for example, I will say fish, and you will say?
Fish.
Oh, yes. Brilliant in the front row. Marks and?
Fish.
William and? This is sort of an age divide. Some say Mary, some say Kate. Depends when you were born. Here's another one that age may divide. Feet and? Inches. Eric and? Pie and? I'm a bit partial to that. Fools and? Poo and? Think children's books. Poo and Piglet, I was taking my life in my hands, and a little bit on purpose. Queen and?
Country.
Strawberries and? Good Friday and?
Easter Sunday.
Some things are meant to go together. Today is, of course, Easter Sunday, the day on which we remember and celebrate Jesus rising from the dead. Today we celebrate Jesus being more powerful than anything or anyone in the world. But we wouldn't have Easter Sunday without Good Friday. The two are meant to go together. Do you know, Jesus shows his power by both dying on the cross and rising from the dead. Jesus shows his power not just by being strong, but by being weak and strong. Jesus shows his power by being both a loser and a winner. The crucifixion and the resurrection go together. Death and new life go together. Sorrow and joy go together. Defeat and victory go together. Despair and hope go together. End and new beginning go together. God, in his infinite wisdom, chose to show us his power and his love through these two events. Not just through Easter Sunday, but through the suffering of Good Friday and the joy and victory of Easter Sunday. So what does that mean for us? Well, in part, it means that suffering is part of this life and this world. If Jesus went through hard things, then we will too. We will too. But it also means that suffering is only half of the story. Good Friday and Easter Sunday go together. So Easter Sunday offers us hope that there is new life after death. Easter Sunday offers us hope that joy can follow sorrow. Easter Sunday offers us hope that brokenness can be restored. It offers hope that our hurts can be healed. One day, God will do all of these things, and Jesus is the promise of that, the beginning of that. So whatever's happening in your life, and as I look around, I know that there are all sorts of things happening in our lives. I pray that today gives you hope, that it reminds you that the two events go together, that suffering is followed by joy, that Good Friday is followed by Easter Sunday. How astonishing that God chose to work through suffering, through defeat, through the cross, through sadness, through fear. May you know his power and his love this Easter. I'd like to pray for us now using the words of today's collect. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned and the way to life stands open in our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.